This podcast explains the different forms of Catholic resistance to Elizabeth's religious settlement. You will hear four different people speaking about their faith and the way in which they resisted Elizabeth's religious settlement.
I am what you would call a conformer. I used to be a Catholic, but through the teachings of our local priest, I have come to realize that Catholicism is full of corruption and superstition. I live in the southeast of England, and I decided that the best reaction to the new laws concerning religion would be to conform. It seemed easier, and besides, I don't have the money to pay the recusancy fines. There are lots of people like me who used to be Catholics, but have now seen the light and have changed their faith. I suppose I am what you might call a papist. I go to my local church, where I listen to the Protestant services, but inside I would still call myself a Catholic. I still think that the head of the church is the Pope in Rome, although please don't repeat that, as I could be accused of treason for saying that. I have to conform, at least outwardly, as there is no way I could afford to pay the fines for not going to the local church. Besides, I wouldn't want to suffer the social exclusion that comes with being a Catholic in this day and age. I just hope that when Elizabeth dies, the country will return to Catholicism under Mary, Queen of Scots. But please don't quote me on that. I am what you could call a recusant. I am part of a growing band of Catholics who believe that we should stand up for our faith. We're mostly in the north and west of England. I refuse to attend church, and I suffer the fines for it. I suppose I am lucky as I can afford to pay the fines. Sometimes I listen to Mass from a priest smuggled into my house or a friend's house. I'm waiting for Elizabeth to die, and I pray that Mary, Queen of Scots, will become queen and return this country to the one true faith. I suppose I would be known as a plotter. I refuse to attend Protestant services as it is against my religion. The Pope expressly forbade us to obey the orders of that pretender Elizabeth. I am prepared to fight for my beliefs. I am not afraid of accusations of treason. As far as I am concerned, Elizabeth is not the rightful Queen of England and never was, not since her excommunication in 1570. It should be Mary, Queen of Scots, that sits on the throne. It is my duty to God and to the Pope to see that Mary replaces her.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.